Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. I need to advise you that this call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. My name is Alexis. How may I assist you on today?
I'm just trying to apply for my unemployment. I was released from a job yesterday.
Okay, I'd be more than happy to assist you with that on today. Can I please have your social security number?
Pardon me, can you say that again, please?
May I please have your social security number?
312-982408.
Thank you. May I ask whom I'm speaking with on today?
Antoine Longmire.
Thank you for that. May I have your date of birth?
2-23-71.
Can I have your driver license number?
Yes, ma'am. It's going to be 104-07-079.
And your mother's maiden name?
Carol Fears.
Thank you for that. Can I have a telephone number just in case this call get disconnected?
810-394-1659.
You said 810-394-1659?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for that. And I see that you did already start your claim on today. I'm just going to go ahead and go over everything and make sure it's correct. Your preferred language is English?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have a difficult speaking, reading, or writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
You understand that knowingly making a false statement and or falsifying income documentation in connection with a claim is considered fraud?
Yes, ma'am.
You understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you served on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you filed for regular unemployment compensation and the owner to file trade adjustment assistance?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that... I'm sorry, I'm going to take my system for you soon. Did you receive notification that you have a trade readjustment allowance certification?
No, ma'am.
Okay, your first name is spelled Antoine, A-N-T-O-I-N-N-E.
Correct.
Last name, is it Longmire?
Longmire.
Longmire, L-O-N-G-M-I-R-E.
Correct.
Has your name changed since the last time you filed?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked under a different social security number in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Okay, your email address is longmireantoine@yahoo.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Your phone number is 810-394-1659.
Correct.
Okay, your date of birth is February 23rd, 1971.
Correct.
Okay. Your mother maiden name is Fears, F-E-A-R-S.
Yes, ma'am. F-E-A-R-S, yes, ma'am.
Okay. You do have a driver license, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
In what state was that driver license issued?
Alabama.
And what's that driver license number?
It's going to be 104-07-079.
Thank you for that. And what is your race, Mr. Longmire?
Black.
Are you Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
Non-Hispanic.
And what's the highest grade level you completed in school?
12th grade.
Okay, you are a U.S. citizen, correct?
Yes.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Can I have your address, please?
269 Camden, C-A-M-D-E-N, Camden Park Avenue.
You said C-A-M-B-E-N?
Correct. Camden Park Avenue.
Okay. And where is that located?
In Calera. Zip code is going to be 35040.
35040. And the mailing address the same as your residential address?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. And can you spell the name for me one more time just to make sure I have it correct? You said 269 C-A-M-B-E-N?
Uh-huh. D like as in dog, not B.
Oh, C-A-M-D-E-N. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Uh-huh.
So that was 269 Camden Park Avenue, Calera, Alabama, 35040?
Correct.
Thank you. What was your occupation?
My last occupation, I was working at Chick-fil-A.
Is a cashier?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Are you seeking work in that occupation?
I am just trying to look, but I just want to also talk about unemployment.
Okay. Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am. You said, do I work through one or?
Yes. Do you work through one?
No, ma'am. Uh-uh.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or trade?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade occupation?
Yes.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Thank you. How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
20 to 25 maybe.
And what is the lowest hourly rate you will accept?
$15, I guess, or $12, I guess, 12.
Okay. Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Do you own a business?
No, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Are you currently working solely on a commission base, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for, or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for, or are you receiving a pension from your employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government anytime between October 2022 and September 2023?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit cards withheld for federal income tax?
No, ma'am.
Okay. If you are approved of benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or a prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 business days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments. And there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Okay. Do you have your account number and routing number available at this time?
I do.
Okay, I'm ready for that routing number whenever you are.
All right, it's going to be 262-087-5288.
Can you repeat it to me just to make sure I have it correct?
Yes, ma'am. 7528.
Thank you. Your account number?
314-85279.
And one more time, just to make sure I have it correct.
314-85279.
And you said your last employer was Chick-fil-A?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do you have the name of that on your do you have a check stub that has the company name on there?
I may have one, but I don't have it right here on me. I got the address and everything, though, if you need that or anything.
Okay, can I have the, you said Chick-fil-A. Hold on 1 second. What's the address?
Okay. It's going to be 3020 John Hawkins Parkway. And it's going to be Hoover, Alabama. And the zip code is 35244. And I have their phone number also.
And when did you start working with them?
I started working with them on the 11th,
3/11/24. 3/11/24. And what was your last day you went?
Yesterday, 3/27/24.
And you said it was John Hawkins Parkway?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, give me just 1 second, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you for holding for Mr. Longmire. Do you have a check? You say you don't have a check stub available?
I don't have one right away. I can. I think I may have one. May take me a second to run and look for it, though.
Okay, give me just a minute. Let me know if you find one or not, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Lamar. I found it.
No problem.
Okay.
I couldn't find the text stuff I was looking for, but I'm sorry, I couldn't find it right
You're
away.
Fine. What's the telephone number for the company?
Pardon me? What's the number for what company?
What's the telephone number for Chick-fil-A?
Okay, hold on one second. Let me get back in to my numbers. No. The number for Chick-fil-A, let me see here. It is 205-987-7568.
You said 205?
Mm-hmm.
What's the number again, 205?
Yes, ma'am, 987-7568.
Thank you. And that's in Hoover, Alabama.
Yes, ma'am. Hoover, Alabama. Uh-huh. 35244.
And you said you started on the 11th and you ended on the 27th?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Give me one second.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you, Mr. Longmire, you reported your last day of work would be during this current week, so you are required to report wages on your first weekly certification.
Okay.
And why you are no longer working with the company?
I guess I wasn't moving fast enough. I was at the register and. Just let me go. And I asked them, was there anything else I could do? And they was like, nope, they just couldn't let me go.
So they
asked me for a letter.
So they fired you because they wasn't satisfied with your work?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. And who is the person named that fired you? Who is the name of the person?
His name was Wesley. Wesley, I believe he's the manager of the store.
And you got fired on the 27th?
Yes, ma'am.
And you said they fired you because you wasn't moving fast enough for them?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And you said, you said that you, to resolve the issue, you tried to ask them, is there anything else you can do?
Yes, ma'am. Instead of the cash register, they had me at the cash register. And I guess I wasn't fast enough at the cash register, so I was asking, like, was there anything else I could do at the, you know, at the job? And they was like, no. Or any other position, should I say.
Did you commit the act your employer alleges? So do you agree that you were moving slow on the cash register?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Any prior warnings for the same or similar act?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay anytime after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, holiday pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension for this employer?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you for that. Okay, you are certifying that your answers are true and accurate and that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We match the earnings you provided with wages reported by your employer. False answers can result in overpayment and fraud penalties. But you certify by entering your full name that all your answers are correct and true?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for that. Let me just one second. Okay, Mr. Longmire, it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. I have some questions that I will ask you, and along with answer choices that you can choose from. Can you please provide the answers to the best of your ability?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What kind of Michigan license plate has been on your 1983 Chevrolet Impala? Agriculture, disabled veteran, military honor, vanity, or you never been associated with that vehicle?
Should be agriculture. I'm not believing.
Okay.
That was years ago, though, I believe, in Michigan. Right?
Okay, which of the following street addresses in Fleet have you ever lived at or been associated with? 2127 Devon Lane, 2201 West Carpenter Road, 221 West First Avenue, 2628, Rascope Street, or you never been associated with any of these above?
Carpenter Road. And I believe that's it, if I'm not mistaken. I believe Carpenter Road.
Where's Carpenter Road?
And what, yes, ma'am. What was the other one that you say? Industrial
I said 2127 Devon Lane, 2201 West Carpenter Road, 221 West First Avenue, 2628. I'm thinking it's Rascope Street or none of the above.
Carpenter Road.
In which of the following cities have you ever which of the following cities have you attended college? Gaffney, Maysville, Whittier, Williamport, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Grand Prairie, Plano, Laredo, Waco, or none of the above?
Plano.
Thank you. What color was your 2005 Mercury Sable? Beige, black, blue, yellow, or you never been associated with the vehicle?
Beige.
Thank you. Okay, you hear about that you are filing an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama?
Can you repeat that for me?
You hereby that you are filing an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama?
Yes.
You certify under penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that the statement made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
You understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the County of Claimant Benefit Handbook, Benefit Rights and Responsibilities?
Yes.
Okay. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process for your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week.
Okay.
You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim you just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. The Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your employment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at www.alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in interruption in your benefits. An information booklet, Benefit Rights and Responsibilities, contain information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required weekly certification. Failure to follow instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits. The process you just completed, filed your unemployment claim. Filing the claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday and ending on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant portal or at the telephone number 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday as early as 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in a loss of benefits. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and Friday, no later than 5 p.m. So your first week will open up on March the 31st.
Hello?